In this episode, I'll share a question that can shift your perspective on healing and recovery. Hey there, it's Michael. Welcome to Whole Again, a show about supporting survivors of physical injury and trauma reclaim their strength and resilience through the wisdom of Kintsugi. In this episode, I'll share three concepts with you that can help shift your perspective on your healing process. And one question that was a game changer in my recovery. But first, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being here. As one survivor to another, I know that showing up is hard sometimes. It's not easy. So the fact that you're here right now, you have shown up, I'm grateful for you. And I want to thank you again for being here. I also want to thank you for being a survivor. There's something about the experience of healing, whether it's from an injury, a surgery, an illness, or something traumatic like what I went through and what you might have gone through. It has a way of placing us at a doorway, a threshold, if you will, but we don't really know what's on the other side. And so it's easy for us to resist it, to fight it. I know I did. And if you're there, well, congratulations, you are human. And as one human to another, I think it's perfectly natural to wish to go back to how we used to be before we went through what we went through. But what I discovered along the way was this. Healing isn't about just restoring what was. It's about stepping into who we can become. As cliche and sort of cringeworthy as this is going to sound, it's not about simply restoration. It can be about transformation. We can have post-traumatic growth after we've gone through something traumatic or an injury or an illness. And the first concept I want to share is this one, that perhaps the body is a teacher, not an enemy. Our culture loves strength, right? Independence. Yet, when we go through something and we need to heal, the body can feel weak and we don't feel independent. The body forces us, or maybe invites us, to slow down, to listen to it because it's whispering to us, but in our case, it might be really screaming at us. And be with what is uncomfortable. That uncomfortableness is the teacher. Growing up, I wasn't much of a fan of poetry. I really wasn't that much of a fan of reading in general, but now I am. And one poet I admire is John Donahue. And he writes about how the body is the one place where the soul shows itself. Again, it serves as a teacher. And as any teacher knows, asking brilliant questions usually produces better answers. So as you go through your healing process, I'll offer up these questions three for all the Monty Python fans out there. What might your body be asking from you right now as you go through your healing process? Another one could be, what's the wisdom in the pain you're experiencing? And the third one, and one that I ask myself each day to this day, how can I listen rather than resist what my body is trying to tell me? What the body asks from you changes all the time. It's a lesson in impermanence. And this is the second concept I want to share with you. There's a Japanese concept called mano no aware. It really speaks to the impermanence in life and in nature. And there are two times a year where I really focus in on this, although there are many other times as well. One is during the fall foliage, when the leaves turn and fall and we enter winter. And the second time each year, when the concept of mano no aware is a focal point for me, is right now as we come into spring. I used to live in DC, it's where we started our family, and I used to work for a Japanese company, and I've traveled extensively to Japan, and I just love the cherry blossoms. Their cherry blossoms are often a symbol for mano no aware. The whole concept that they too are impermanent. They blossom, the pink flowers float everywhere, and then in a matter of time, they're gone. And the beauty of the cherry blossoms, the reason why tourists flock to see them, or where I grew up, the lilac trees of Rochester, New York, or as I mentioned, the fall foliage. People come out to see the colors because they realize it won't last forever. If the leaves of fall were the leaves all year round, we'd probably take it for granted. Or if the pink cherry blossoms were a full-time thing, we would probably bypass them. But we know that life is impermanent. We're always changing. Our environment's always changing. In fact, we're different right now than when we started this episode. So as we come into our healing process, we have an opportunity to embrace this concept of mano no aware, the concept of impermanence, that things are always changing around us and within us. So instead of looking back to what was, we can be curious as to what's about to unfold. We can also be more present in the given moment. We can see small victories as big victories. There are many things I learned during my recovery, and I'm sure you're learning a whole bunch as well. One thing is that healing is not linear. There are ups and downs, plateaus, regression, progression, you name it. Healing is a journey, as they say. And each moment doesn't last forever. There's impermanence to it all. So we don't cling to the special moment. We don't try to resist the difficult one. We try to accept all the moments as they come, as they unfold, knowing that there's beauty in each moment. And we give ourselves some grace and patience as we do. Now, here's the third thing. This whole concept of wholeness, of whole again, I think you'll appreciate this. It's not about perfection. Again, through the lens of our Western culture, wholeness can seem like perfection. Void of any blemishes, wrinkles, scars, gray hairs, you name it. It's seamless, never been broken, untouched by struggle. And we don't have to read the teachings of Buddha to fully understand this. What he wrote, what he taught. In life, there's suffering. In life, there's dissatisfaction. We know this because we have lived it. We are living it. The reality is, in life, we go through illness and injury and trauma. There's a great quote by the author Parker Palmer. He writes that wholeness does not mean perfection. It means embracing brokenness as an integral part of life. How true is that? Yes, we can break. We will. We'll go through things. Again, in life, there is dissatisfaction. In life, there is struggle. There is suffering. And in the Kintsugi wisdom, we can discover that we can come back together. We can be whole again, scars and all. The scars are the symbols of our strength and resilience. So the mindset of healing, of growth, and becoming more resilient is one where we embrace this whole concept. That wholeness, being whole again, is not about perfection. It's about embracing all of it. It's about discovery. And this is the question, as I mentioned up front, that really was a game changer for me when a mentor shared with me, maybe, Michael, this isn't about recovery for you. It's about discovering who you can become. This question is a foundational question for us here at Whole Again. And it's one I invite you to consider, to pause, breathe, reflect on, if you will. So there you have it. In this episode, I shared 3 mindset concepts that can help you in your recovery. The first one is the concept that the body is a teacher, not the enemy. So instead of trying to push against the body, resisting it, we can get curious with it. Like any good teacher knows, sometimes it's good to ask a brilliant question to get a better answer. The second one embraces spring and the cherry blossoms that will soon blossom, and the Japanese concept known as mono no aware, that everything is impermanent, that our healing journey is not linear. There'll be ups and downs and plateaus and regressions and progressions, and each moment has value, and each moment is impermanent. So we don't try to cling to the good ones, and we don't try to fight the ones that are unpleasant. And the third one is that wholeness isn't about perfection. On the contrary, it's about embracing all of it. It's about who we're going to become through this whole process. And as I mentioned, that question, it's about discovery, not just simply about recovery. As always, I appreciate you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being a survivor. And always know this, you're a badass. Stay in the game. Keep showing up. Remember that you've got this. And we've got you. Together. Together we go far. Together we'll put a beautiful ripple into the world. And if you wish to learn more about creating beautiful ripples and how to prevent a bad moment from turning into a bad day, please visit my website, which is michaelobryanschiff.com, and sign up for my newsletter called The Ripple Effect. And I hope you'll join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:11 a.m. here on the Kintsugi Podcast and discover how we can all celebrate our scars as golden symbols of strength and resilience. Until then, remember, you can always come back to your breath. You've got this, and we've got you.